Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Ches, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin and Beis, and in our Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us, Yesh bo yidia b'tchilo ve'im bo yidia b'soiv, Zora and Asa b'fnim v'yayim k'perim toila, ad she yavadaloi v'yavi ba'ilu v'yared, that if Reuven became Tamei, and he knew that he was Tamei, and then he forgot that he was Tamei, and he ate kachim, or he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly, as the Mishnah already taught us, that once a person will remember that he was Eva on the Issa of Tamei, and certainly you will have to bring a carbon oil v'yared. But since at this point he still didn't remember that he actually was oiv on this isser, so once the kohen gadol brings the isser and asa b'fnim on Yom Kippur, as well as the tzumah shel yom on Yom Kippur, will be toila and suspend any isurin until the time that he does know that he actually was oiv on this isser, and at that point he will have to bring a carbon oil v'yared. And as we already saw that the psukim in Pashas Achrim Reis teaches us that the kohen gadol brings multiple carbon on Yom Kippurim, and two of these kabbanis are the power of the Kohen Gadol, as well as the Sarah and Asa Bifnim. And the Torah tells us in Pashas Achrim Reis in Pasuk Yudalid, V'lokach midam ha'par, v'hizu be'etzboi al p'nei ha'kapayrus kedma, v'l'fnei ha'kapayrus yazeh sheva pa'om min adam be'etz. And as we say in Musaf of Yom Kippurim, that the Kohen Gadol would be mazed the dam of the power, and at the time they would say, achas, achas v'achas, until achas v'sheva. And then the Torah states, v'shochet ha'sir achatas she'shel and he would do the same thing with the dam of the Sarah and Asa b'fnim, and this was performed in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And finally, Pasuk Tazayin tells us, and certainly when the Torah tells us, that's certainly telling us that by bringing the Sarah and Asa b'fnim, the Kohen Gadol will effectuate a kapara, and it will be toila for someone that was Ivan Issa of Tumas Mikdash v'Kedashav. However, as we previously saw in the Braisa that was brought 9 lines for the top of Dav Zayin Rebeis, that one may have a Havmina that the Sara Nasa Befnim should also be Mechapar for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, and Shvichas Damim. And we had a long Braisa, and at this point the Gemara will go through this Braisa in detail. And as our Gemara begins, Amamar, we previously learned, Yesh li b'inyin zeh lahavi gimel tumas, and as we mentioned, one may have a havmina that since the pasuk states yisrael, so it will be mechapa on all types of tumas, and since the lashon tuma is used b'negei avodizar gilui arayis and shvichas damim, so maybe the sarah nasa b'fnim would also be mechapa on those avodas. And our Gemara now is hay avodizar hechidami. What is the case where someone was over avodizar that we would have a havmina that sarah nasa b'fnim would be mechapa on that avera? And the Gemara states, even mezid, as if someone did a v'dizor b'mezid, back talu, then certainly is chayim misa, and certainly since the Torah specifies that he receives an einish, certainly the sarah nasa b'fnim will not be mechaper on this person. And just like we find b'negei the sarah la'azazel, where although the Torah tells us in Pasuk Chaf Beis, v'nosa sarah lov es klav v'noisam al eretz gzeira, and even though the Torah tells us that it will carry all of his averis, and certainly the sarah la'azazel is not mechaper for someone that doesn't Issa b'mezid, where the Torah is mefarish what the einish should be. And the Gemara continues, and ibishegeg, and if this person was Ivan avidazar b'shegeg by carbon who then is chayiv b'carbon. And as the pasuk in Pasha Shlach tells us, v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga v'kriva is b'shnasal chatos. And as Tesis in Nibel Maschel ibishegeg by carbon who points out that the pshitale delay mechapa by carbon k'dashim b'sefer debraisa chatoim dum b'shoyim delabini carbon, and the sarah nasa b'fnim could only be mechapa on a person that did an avera where there is no carbon that is specified for his kapara. And the Gemara continues and brings two examples as where we would think that the sarah and asa b'fnim could be mechapa on someone that was over avodah zarah. And the Gemara gives one example, b'mezid v'lo isubei, in a case where a person served avodah zarah b'mezid but he didn't receive hasra, and therefore he is not a baktala. Number two, b'shoigeg v'lo yisyadalei, where the person was over avodah zarah b'shoigeg but he is still not aware that he was over avodah zarah b'shoigeg. And as Rashi states, Salkadet Chamino, little Leila Hogim and Ayusurin, Achi Vadloi, Hamash Malon, that the Sarah and Asa B'fnim is not Mechaper and is not Toyla for the Avira of Vedazara. And I in 4 lines from the bottom of Taisis, Dibu Maschel, Bemezev Loy Isubei, where Taisis is, Vim Taima, Vehechim Matsalokme, Bemezev Loy Asubei, Haloy Big Dekuna, Mechaper Mal Ilu Gimel Aviris. And as we will learn in Mesechtes Vachim, Eifoid Al Vedazara, Xenis Al Shvichas Domim, Umichasayim Al Gilor Rais, and Taisis explains, Ima the boil memor shesoya primi chape emoyim that in a chenami the gemara's havmina is that the soya primi will be mechape together with the big nekuna and vizebloizel lo yoyel and one without the other would not accomplish the kapara. And we continue on daf chesem and aleph, and the gemara now is gilu rayus nami hechidami that what is the case where we won't have a havmina that the soya nasa befnim would be mechape on gilu rayus as ibn mezid baktalu, as if a person was mizan ibn mezid and with hasra, then certainly his chai misa, and certainly the sar and asa b'fnim cannot be mechaper, and I b'shegeg b'karbenu, and if he was mizana b'shegeg, then his chai of a karben, and once again, the sar and asa b'fnim would not be mechaper. Once again, the Gemara gives the same terutim, and number one, b'mezeh v'lei asubei, and number two, b'shegeg v'lei yasyadalei, and ayin tesis at the top of the amid, diba maschel gilu rayis nami hechidami, I b'mezeh b'aktalu, and tesis points out, of hanach the leka k'tala elakaris, and those are rayis, where there is no chiyah mitzvahs bezdin, and instead of someone's over those arayas, they're only chayav karis. So even though they are not baktala, however, lekala ukuma, we could explain the brisa in this way, the ikla mifrach ba malchus who could appreciate that the maisa, one that is over and those isurim bemezid, are still chayav malchus, and as we know, chayav karis are also chayav malchus, and certainly the saran asabafnim cannot be mechaper, since there is an einish associated with the sisser. And the Gemara continues, shvichas dam nami hechidami, that the brisa stated that we would have a hamina that the sar nasa b'fnim would be mechapa and shvichas damim, and the Gemara asks, what is that scenario? And once again, the Gemara asks a similar question as ibn mezid, if someone kills someone b'mezid and there is hasra, so baktalu, so he's chayim misa, and certainly the sar nasa b'fnim cannot be mechaper, and ibn shegig bakolusu, and if he killed someone b'shegig, then he's chayim to go to golus, and once again, the Torah specifies an einish, and the sar nasa b'fnim will not be able to be mechaper, and the Gemara first brings the same two terutim, number one, b'mezid v'lei asubei, number two, b'shegig v'lei yasyadalei, and the Gemara continues with another teretz, inami b'hanach t'la b'nei golus nenu, or the havmina would be that the sar nasa b'fnim can be mechaper for someone that kills someone b'shegig who are not chayiv to go to golus, and as Rashi brings two examples, as habishnu b'mesechtes makos, there are many examples that are brought in mesechtes makos were either based on exeris hakosov or based on the action being karv l'mezid or karv l'inis, that this person will not be chayiv to go to golus, and as Rashi continues, could go in shahar gudar chalia, where someone kills someone in an upward motion, or in a scenario where Reuven threw a stone, and at that point, Shimon was not yet in that area, and only afterward did Shimon stick his window out into this area. In those cases, Reuven would not be chayiv to go to golus, and one may have a hamina that the sar nasa b'fnim would be able to effectuate a kapara for him. Our Gemara continues to explain this brisa, as Omar, the brisa stated, yachal shalosh tumis halalu yisar mechaper, one may have a hamina that the sar nasa b'fnim would be mechaper in the scenarios of avodah zarah, gilui arayis, and shvichas damim that we just explained. Talmud Leimah, so the pasuk in Achrei Meis tells us v'chipa al hakodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael, and we learn now mitumais v'loy kol tumais, that it's only from the tumais but not all the tumais. How do we know which tumais the sar nasa b'fnim is mechaper and is toiler for? And the brisa explained that this is based on a binyan av and a ma mitzinu, and as the brisa stated ma mitzinu shecholak hakosav miklal kol tumais b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav afkam b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, just like we find regarding other dinim that the Torah differentiates between tumas mikdash v'kadoshav and other tumais. So when the Torah teaches us that the sar nasa b'fnim is not mechapa in all tumais, so it must be the Torah is being mechadish to us that the sar nasa b'fnim will only be mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and keep in mind that further down on the Amid, the Gemara will continue to discuss the Braisa and will explain the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, but let us just read the words of Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Shimon explained, that we actually can learn it from this Pasuk itself, and it's not based on the Mamatzinu, as the Pasuk actually states, and therefore we understand the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us that the only thing that the Sar and Asma Flim is Mechaper and is Taylor for is only the Tumor that's relevant to Hegdish, and this refers to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And our Gemara now continues to explain this part of the Braisa, as Mike Kolak, as how did the Torah differentiate B'negeya Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and the Gemara explains the Maisi Ba'il of Yared, and if someone is Iva on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they bring a carbon Ba'il of Yared instead of bringing a Chatas Kavua of a Kispa Usaira, and some agrees the word Simon Abidazara, your lettuce, Mitzera, and Nazir over here, as the Gemara will ask a question from each of these four cases. The Gemara now is, Ema Vidazara, Umay Cholok, the Maisi Seir Vele Kizba, then let us say that the Sarah Nasa Beflim comes to be Mechapa on someone that's Oivan Avodah Zarah, and how to deter, differentiate Avodah Zarah from other Yisurim, because as we previously stated, if someone serves Avodah Zarah B'Shoyeg, then the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach teaches us that instead of bringing a Chatas Kavua of a Kisba or Seira, they can only bring a Seira, as the Pasuk states, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta B'Shkoga B'Kriva Iz Bashnosa L'Chatas, and the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Kahana, Anan Cholok L'Hokol Kamrinon, V'Hai Cholok L'Hachmeru, that since the Torah tells us that the Sarah Nasa B'Flim will be Mechaper, which is of course a Kula, that a person doesn't actually have to do anything himself, and he still receives Kapara, so it must be that it's coming to be Mechaper on another thing where the Torah gives a Kula, and certainly this makes sense, B'Negei Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, as bringing an Oil V'Yared is a Kula for a person, as he doesn't necessarily have to bring a Chata Shmeina, and he doesn't have to bring a Kizbo Seira, but the fact that someone is Oivan Avodah Zarah B'Shoyeg, that they bring a Seira, and they cannot bring a Kizba, that is actually a Chumra, and as Rashi states, V'Hai Cholok L'Hachmer, Shem Lo Yimotze Seira, El Bidam Yikarim Yivyena Bal Kochoy, and he doesn't have the choice to bring a Kizba. And Rashi also explains, Dilmi the Sarah Pnimi, the Kulahu, She Yachim Miskape, Bekarbin Siba, Shalai Chosabai Mom and Mishaloi. The Gemara continues, Ve'im Yoledes, maybe the Sarah Nasa Bifrim comes for Yoledes, and as Rashi states, Shem Avola Yom Kippurim, Oichel's Bekotchim Blei Karbin, although we know that when a woman gives birth, so she has Yimei Tuma and Yimei Taira, and after Yimei Tuma and Yimei Taira, which is 40 days for Zachar and 80 days for Nekeva, then in order for her to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and eat Kachim, she has to bring Karbanos. Maybe once Yom Kippur comes and the Kohen Gadol brings the Sarah Nasa Bifnim, so maybe at that point she'll be able to eat Kachim even prior to her bringing Karbanos, and the Cholok, the Maisa Eilu V'Yayred, and the Torah is Mekel by Yoledes, as she also brings the Karban Eilu V'Yayred, and even though there aren't three categories of this Karban, but still different than a standard Chatas Kavua, as there is a different carbon for an Usher or an Ani, and the Gemara answers Amar Rav Hoshea that the Sarah Nasa B'Flim cannot be coming for Yoledes, as Amar Kral L'Chol Chataisam V'Loy L'Chol Tumaisam, that the Pasuk in Achrei Mais tells us that the Sarah Nasa B'Flim comes for all Yochatayim and not for Tumais, and since the carbon Yoledes does not come because of an Avera, and it's only in order to be Metara completely and allow it to eat Kachim and come into the Beis HaMikdash, therefore clearly the Sarah Nasa B'Flim does not effectuate Taira for Yoledes. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Da'am Yoledes Nami Yochai Tasi, Mayik Lemeima, and according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who teaches us that Yoledes also did an Avera, and that's why she has to bring Karbanos, as Lemais at the time that she's giving birth, and she has terrible labor pains, then she'll make a Shvua that I'll never have a relationship with my husband again, and certainly that's not going to be correct, and certainly she'll be over on that Shvua, and if so, then the Karban Yoledes is also coming for a Chet, and maybe the Sarah Nasa B'Flim is coming for Yoledes. And the Gemara responds, "In a Chenami, according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, we can't learn this din based on the Mamatzino and Rav Shimon Tamei, and Rav Shimon is actually going l'shitasai the Amr Mekaymu Mukra. And as we saw previously, that Rav Shimon argues on Rav Yehuda's Makar, and he learns that the Makar that the Sarah Nasa B'Flim is coming to be Toila on Tumas Mitzvah V'Kedoshav is based on the pasuk itself, as the pasuk states, "V'chip al Kodesh Mitumais Mitumas Shal Kodesh." And I intesed Diba Maskel ve'Imi Yoledes Pirush Hakuntris Toyoledes Shavu Le Yom Kippurim Teichel B'Kachim ve'In Tzricha Lahavi Karbin. And Tesis bothered that previously in regard to someone that was Ivan Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, so we see that the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim will be Toila until he knows that he was Ivan that Issar, and he'll be able to bring a carbon Eilu Yared. How could it be that a Yoledes will never have to bring a carbon? And Tesis points out Va'Avagavdim Kain Le'Asik L'Chal Chatos In Lachish, you don't have to worry about that. Kivin the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav Asik L'Chal Chatos Could appreciate El. As our Gemara's question is not that the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim should only be Mechapa on Yoledes, but it should also be Mechapa on Yoledes as well as Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And since B'negei Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, it will still be Asir L'Chal Chatos. Therefore, even though Yoledes will never have to bring a carbon, the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim could still effectuate a Kapara. And Tais continues and is bothered that previously B'negei Din of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Raos, so the Gemara stated Ibishegeg Ba'Karbinu, and since Yoledes is also Ba'Karbin, so how could it be that the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim will be Mechapar? And as Tais points out, Al Kosha Da Ba'Karbinu, Ve'echi Chapar Al Ba'Karbin, and Tais answers Ve'ishleima, the Hoil V'Karbin Yoledes Le Asla Kapara El Hachshe B'Kachim, In Ze Ba'Karbin, and I feel Rab Shimon the Omer Yoledes Chaitasi, Mikol Mokoyim Ikroy Ene El Hachshe B'Kachim, and Tais continues to ask another question, and based on that question, Tais brings the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam that learns our Sugya a bit different, and when Al Gemara stated, Im Yoledes, the Ramban points out, Perish Rabbalevi, Kagoyin the Shami Yame Taya Shalab Biyamikapurim, Shte Pturim will have carbon ledes, and she will be potter from bringing her carbon ledes, and then he brings down Shiyitla Kamrinan, that's not referring to a complete Pturah, and instead it will be title for her, claim a Kashem Shikabon and Mach Shalachal Bakachim, Likonis Lamigdosh, Kach Sarze, He Taylor, Achitavi Kabon of a Taylor Bakachim, Te Mutaris Likonis Lamigdosh, Ad Machrasi Shalim Kapurim Shatavi Carbon, and Lefize, it will only be a 1 day dispensation. And also, after Agamari asked a question on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so the Gemara responded, Rav Shimon Latamei, the Ritva's bothered, Kashali, the Karila, my Karila, that what was the Havmina? Certainly we would respond that Rav Shimon is going Lishitasai, and he doesn't agree with the Drasha of Rabbi Huda. The Ritva explains, Vishlema, the Sakadait, and the Maidu Rav Shimon, the Drasha of the Tanakama, the Hachikama, Afim Mekhaim Mukra, Ubakina, the Mekhaim Vadi, Dafkotani, that in the Hanami Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argues of Rabbi Huda. And finally, let's see Taisis, Divil Maskal, Amakra, Lachol Chataisam, and Taisis Eas, Vim Taimar, Kribun Yuledis, Nami Ikrachatas. Now, although it may be that Yuledis did not do a chait, but the Meister Terry tells us that Yuledis brings a carbon chatas. And Taisis explains, Vishlema, the boy Shabal Chatas, to meet up Shayim, in the Hanami, the Gemara means that there's a requirement that a carbon chatas has to come based on someone doing an Issa, just like the word Peshayim is referring to someone that did an Issa Bemezid and is Chayiv and Einish. And Taisis continues, as Amakra v'chiper, as the pasuk says v'chiper, and Yeledes doesn't require kapara to be Yeledes namik se v'chiper, as the ma'isa b'negei Yeledes, the pasuk still uses the term v'chiper behind her shemechaper mitayro lechol b'kachim, and this cleanses her in order that she be able to kachim, and therefore the word v'chiper is appropriate, and that would not be enough of a limud. And Agamar continues and asks another question: ve'im mitzera, maybe the sara nasa b'fnim is coming for kapara for the mitzera, and Rashi explains that we don't have to explain what the differential is by mitzera, the parish gabi kushid yaledes, umay chiluk the maisa ba ilvi yared, the igufa isib mitzera, and that same chiluk is relevant to a mitzera as well. And once again, the Gemara brings the same teretz as Amra Peshia, Amakra, Lachol Chatoisam, Vele Lachol Tomoisam, and the kabonis that a mitzera brings is not for a kapara, and it's only for taira, as without bringing this carbon, they would not be able to yikach him or come into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues with a similar question that the Gemara asked previously, Benegay Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, as Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani, the Omar, Ashiv Dvarim, Negoyim Boyin, Mayik Lameima, that according to Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani, that Torah Mesechtes Erechin, and Negoyim come on a person based on seven Averis, which are listed as Lashon Hara, Shviches Dam, Meshvua Shav, Gilar Rayas, Gasa Ruach, Gezel, and Tzara Sa'ayin. And if so, the Sara Nasa Befnim should be able to be Mechaper on a Mitzera. Certainly, the Gemara could have explained that Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani holds like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he disagrees with the Lima Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds me like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. However, the Gemara has another teretz, and the Gemara explains Hasam Nigei de Chapalei the carbon l'shruye b'kachim, that although certainly a material did not vera, however the kapara for the chait is the tsar of the nega, as Rashi explains over here, and in Masechtas Krisis, and Rashi in Masechtas Seita explains the issur u'boisha shel nega kipulei al yisachet, and the kabonis that a material brings is not for a kapara for a chait, and instead it's in order to be matadam to eat kachim and to come into the Beis HaMikdash. And in Tesis Dibel Maschel ve'im and we know that not only does a material bring a carbon chatas, but they also bring a carbon osham. We see a kula b'negeya that carbon chatas, and since, for example, if someone is Ivan Lashon Hara, he doesn't bring a carbon, then certainly this carbon is not coming on a chait, and therefore, what is Gemara's Havmina? And Taitz explains, Venerally Rivan, the Sacha Daitach da Tavayu Maisi la Kapara ul Shuruya Bekachim, u Mishani the Lava Kapara Maisi el la Shuruya Bekachim, and Ayn Ritva, who similarly states, Vim Taimab, E Mishiv the Nagoyim Boyam al Isim Shivadvaram, Kari Mitzeri Chaite, Kosha Chotab Isim Shivadvaram, he Chayav carbon, and he answers, Vishlaim, but like Chayav a Kasu carbon, el la Acha Shisharish Bechet, only after he becomes ingrained in the chait, and that caused that he already received the oinish of tziras. And when Agamar is ve'im mitzera, so Rashi brings another girsa v'machalok the ma'isid tziparim, and Rashi states loy gasinan she'in zeh lahakal she'at tziparim einen kraven v'levada carbon him boin zayin yamun fnei al carbon ayin sham. And ayin the Rashba how he explains Agamar based on this girsa. And the Gemara continues with another question ve'im nazat tamei the cholok the ma'isid tziparim bnei yoina, maybe the sara nasa b'fnim comes for Nazir Tomei, and the Torah is Mechalik, but negated the Karbonis of a Nazir Tomei, as the Torah teaches us in Pashas Nasai, that a Nazir brings Tayrim Ubnei Yoina. Once again, the Gemara continues with the similar shakel Taya as Amar Avisha, Amar Kra, L'chol Chataisam, V'lo L'chol Tumaisam, and the Kabbonis that Nazir Tami brings is not for Chayt, but it's only Mitayr, and it's only part of the Hechshar in order for him to begin his Nazir's Taya once again. However, the Gemara now is Rabbi Lozah Kapo, the Amar Nazir Nami Chaytihu, Mayakul Mema, that according to Rabbi Lozah Kapo, who teaches us Mesechthus Tainis, that Nazir is also called the Chayte, Shetia Atma Menayayin. The Lachira Nazir would also fit into Lachol Chataisam, since the Gemara doesn't have another Teretz, so the Gemara is forced to say, Savala Krab Shimon, the Amim Mekaimu Mukra, the Rabbi Lozah Kapo will learn like Rabbi Shimon Bechai, that the Mekar, that the Sarah Nasabifnim, is Taila Al Thomas Mikdash Vigadashav, is based on the Pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois that states, Vechipala Kaidish Mitu Mois, Mitu Meshal Kaidish, Nayin Tesis Diva Maskal, Im Nazir Tomei, Pirish Vla Yodish Nitma, Umay Cholak, the Maisi Tarin, and Afagad the Maisi Nami Osham, Mikol Mokan, Makorban Shechaiva, Kosov Luvad Me Osham, Cholak Lahakal, as we explain, Benegea Mitzera, and Tesis continues, Lora Blaza Kapa, the Amen Nazir Chaitu, and Tesis Eas Vim Tema, Vala Ikri Chaitai, El Lafishi Tia Atzmim Nayayin, Vasoya in Yibol Chapa El Al Tomo, therefore we should still have the Teretz, Al Lachol Chataisam, Vala Lachol Tumaisam, and Tesis answers, Kivin Shalide Tuma Bolo, Yishatia Atzmim Nayayin, Pam Shnia, Kid Amben Nazir Shishana Bechet, Karina Be Vechipa Mitumasai, since the only time that we consider Nazir Chaitai is only a Nazir that became Tame, as Drew is becoming Tame Lameis, he caused himself to extend the days that he had to be Mitzari Atzmim Nayayin more than his original Kabbalah's Naziris, therefore he requires Kapara for becoming Tame as well. The Gemara now continues, Omemar, that we previously stated in the Braisa, Rab Shimon Oimem Mukaimu Mechra, as I read Oimem, as in Pashas Achri Mois, the Pasuk tells us, but the gate is Sarah Nasa Bifnim, Vechipa Ala Kodesh Mitumais Bnei Yisrael, and it's therefore clear that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim is coming to be Mechapa Mitumais Shal Kodesh, on Tumah that is relevant to the Beis HaMikdash and relevant to Hegdash. And we already saw Tesis on Dav Zayin Beis that stated, Vechipa Ala Kodesh, Afagad Mikdash Mairi, Kedemuchach Lekamon Bishmaitzin, Mikomokim, Midafgarachbana, Bolashin Kodesh, Amin and Tumas Kodesh. Therefore, we know that it's not only referring to Tumas Mikdash, but it's also referring to Tumas Kodesh. Agamar is Shapikam Rab Shimon, that Lachir Rab Shimon has a good tie into Rabbi Yehuda, that why would we learn from Imam Metzino if we could learn from the Pasuk itself? And the Pasuk seems clear that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim is coming to be Mechapa specifically for Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, that Rabbi Yehuda will respond, Homi Boile, Kehechid Avil Lufnai Lufnim, Hachi Navi Behechel. Rabbi Yehuda understands that when the Pasuk states, Vechip Ala Kodesh Mitumais Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk is telling us that just like the Kohen Gadol does an Avodah and does Hazois in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he will also be Mechapa in the Kodesh. And as Rashi explains, the Mefarish Le'el B'minyona, Achsel Maile V'zay Lamata Midama Par V'chim Midama Sar, V'osa Hai V'chip Ala Kodesh L'Sui Heichol Sh'yasa Kamaykin Ala Pureches Mibuchotz. And instead of Rabbi Yehuda understanding the words of V'chip Ala Kodesh, that it means he'll be Mechapa for the Kodesh, meaning Al Tumas Mitash V'Kedoshav, Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Pasuk is telling us V'chip Ala Kodesh, there'll be Mechapa in the Kodesh. The Gemara continues and is for Rabbi Shimon that L'chir Rabbi Yehuda has a good taina that we need this Pasuk in order to teach us that the Kohen Gadol has to do Azois in the Kodesh. And the Gemara answers Ahu Min V'chin Yaso Nafka, and Rabbi Shimon learns that from the end of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states V'chip Ala Kodesh Mitumais Bnei Yisrael and B'Shem L'chol Chataisam V'chin Yaso La'il Moed HaShechin Ito Mitechtu Masam. And we see that you have to do Azois in the Kodesh as well. And once again the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda, so why does Rabbi Yehuda learn from V'chin Yaso? And the Gemara explains Ima Ahid, if the Torah would only state V'chin Yaso Hava Mina Nesi Par V'sar Achini V'Navid, then one would think that the Torah is telling us that there's a requirement to bring another par as well as another sar. The dam of the first par and the first sar would be used for the azoyis in the Kodesh Kedoshim, while the dam of the second par and the second sar would be used for the azoyis in the Kodesh. Mashmon, and therefore the beginning of the Pasuk tells us, V'chipa ala Kodesh, that from the same dam of the same par and sar that the Torah was speaking about previously, the Torah requires the Kohen Gadol to do azoyis in the Kodesh. And Rashi points out, L'fi Rabbi Yehuda, V'hodek siv, V'chin yasa, L'furushe, Mahi kapar, Sh'akosim et Tzavilov, She'hei kechala, She'osel ofnim, that the Kohen Gadol has to do the entire procedure that he previously did in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he now has to repeat that procedure in the Kodesh. And the Gemara continues, Rab Shimon, and what does Rab Shimon do with Rabbi Yehuda's Taino? And he explains, when the Pasuk states, V'chin yasa, L'il moed, Minei mashma, so it's clear from the Torah that was speaking about the same par and the same sar, there was no need for the Torah to state V'chipa ala Kodesh, and therefore when the Torah states V'chipa ala Kodesh, it must be telling us that the Sar Nasa B'Fnim is coming to be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, and as Rashi states, V'yaisele v'chipa l'kodesh l'drosha. The Gemara continues, Amamar, and we quote the next part of the Braisa from Dav Zayin Beis, as the Braisa continued, Yochal akol tumash v'kodesh yisar zeh m'chaper, that one may have thought that the sar nasa b'fnim will be m'chaper on all types of tumas mikdash v'kodeshav, and even if someone had a yediyah b'tchila and a yediyah b'saif, and is already chayiv to bring a carbon, then maybe the sar nasa b'fnim will still be m'chaper, and he will not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of the yerid. Therefore, the pasuk tells us, "Umipushayim lechol chatoisam and chatoim dumi to pshayim, and we makish chatoim to pshayim and ma pshayim she'inim bnei carbon." And just like when the Torah tells us that the sara nasa b'fnim is mechapen someone that was amazed and was oivan the issa of tumas mikdash v'kedoshav, certainly if someone is amazed and does that issa, he doesn't have the opportunity to bring a carbon af chatoim she'inim bnei carbon. And therefore, the same applies that when the Torah tells us that sara nasa b'fnim will be mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kedoshav, it is only mechapa on a person that is not obligated to bring a carbon. But since this person had yediyah b'tchila of yediyah b'saif v'helam bein tayim, he already knows that he was oivan this issa and he's chayiv a carbon oil of yared, so the sara nasa b'fnim will not be mechaper. The Gemara will now explain this part of the brisa in further detail. As the Gemara asks, my new, what is the brisa referring to when it states yochal kol tumay shebekaydish yisar zeh mechaper? As if it's referring to yesh ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'saif, as we explained, but hayi ba carbon who, that even prior to Yom Kippur, this person was already chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared, and therefore what would be the habmino that the sara nasa b'fnim would be mechaper? The Gemara explains, that in a chanami we're talking about a person that had yediyah b'tchila v'yediyah b'saif and halom bein tayim. However, he only realized that he was oivan the issa of tumas mikdash v'kedoshav right before shkiyas hachama of Yom Kippur, and he wouldn't have time to bring the carbon oil of yared prior to Yom Kippur. And salkadai t'chamino ademaisi nitulei, that we would have had a havmina that the sara nasa b'fnim would be toil his yisurin until he has time to bring his carbon oil of yared after Yom Kippur. Kamash b'lon, that the sara nasa b'fnim is not toil his yisurin at all. As we will learn later on, and kamash b'lon krod m'b'shem dumi dechatoisam de'mayitle the shani sari m'shtleich she'mechapa al averis tuva ayin sham. We continue on daf ches on the beis amamar, and the Gemara will now discuss the last part of the brisa which we saw at the bottom of daf zayin on the beis, as the brisa stated u'minayin liyesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'im bo yediyah b'saif she'sar zeh toila, that how do we know that the sar will actually be toila for someone that had yediyah b'tchila and then he had alama and he still doesn't know that he did this isar, and therefore he still doesn't know that he's going to be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared? And the brisa stated tamad leima l'chol chatoisam chayiv chatois b'mashma, and as Rashi explained that the sar nasa b'fnim is toila for someone that's roi lover l'dechatos l'chshis vadala yediyah b'saif. And our Gemara now asks on the brisa nayin, that why is the brisa ask, and how do we know that the sar nasa b'fnim will be mechapa on someone that's yesh by yediyah b'tchila ve'im by yediyah b'saif? The Gemara asks, Michael Kashale, that what was bothering the brisa, and as Rashi explains, ha'yavla da'al she'in abas korb mechapa, that we already learned that the sar nasa b'fnim is mechapa on someone that is not chayev a carbon, v'zu ain a bas carbon, and since he doesn't have a yediyah b'saif, so certainly he is not chayev to bring a carbon oil v'yayard, v'asle mechatoyim dumi d'pshoyim, and therefore it seems poshut that the sara nasa b'fnim will be mechapa in this scenario. However, the Gemara explains, hachik akashle, that this is what was bothering the brisa, as hasha da'amrit chatoyim dumi d'pshoyim, that since the brisa just taught us that the sara nasa b'fnim is only mechapa where someone was oivan tumas mikdash v'kedoshav in a case of shoygig that is similar to amazed, and as the brisa stated, map shoyim delabene carbon af chatoyim nami delabene carbon, just like the sara nasa b'fnim is mechapa on someone that is oivan tumas mikdash v'kedoshav b'mezid where there is no chiyuv of carbon, so the sara nasa b'fnim is also going to be mechapa only for someone that was oivan tumas mikdash v'kedoshav v'shoygig where there is no chiyuv to bring a carbon. And if so, emo, we should say map shoyim delabene carbon lo'ilam af chatoyim delabene carbon lo'ilam, then we should compare chatoyim to p'shoyim, and just like if someone is oivan tumas mikdash v'kedoshav b'mezid, they'll never be able to come to a situation where he's chayiv a carbon. And therefore, similarly, the sara nasa b'fnim should only be mechapa on someone that was oivan tumas mikdash v'kedoshav b'shoyig, where there will never be a situation where he'll be chayiv to bring carbon oil v'yared at any point in the future. U'mayninu ein b'yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'saif. Therefore, the sara nasa b'fnim will only be mechapa in a scenario where a person was a teenage shenishba and he never had any knowledge of the dinim of tumah, and he never had any knowledge that it's an issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev, then even if at a later point he finds out that he was oiva on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev, he would not bring a carbon oil of Yared. And as we previously learned, that the Torah is mechadish to us that a person doesn't bring a carbon oil of Yared unless there was a yediyah b'tchila, a yediyah b'sayif, and alam bein tayim, avli yesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'im ba yediyah b'sayif, even the chimisiyadale ba carbon hu eim ulay litli. However, the Brisa was bothered that potentially in a case where a person had a yediyah b'tchila and he then forgot and he was oiv on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev, even though when Yom Kippur comes and the Kohen Gadol brings a sarah nasa b'fnim, he still doesn't have a idea that he was oiv on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev, but maybe the sarah nasa b'fnim will not be able to mechapa on him and will not be able to be totally isurin for him, as l'maisa, once he does find out that he actually was oiv on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev, then he will be chayiv karbon, and therefore this scenario would not fit into the pasuk of chatoyim dumi d'pshoyim. And the Gemara continues, v'chiteima im b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'sayif sarah nasa b'chutz v'im kapur mechapar, that if you will respond that you can't say that the sarah nasa b'fnim will be mechapar and in b'yidia b'tchila and yesh b'yidia b'sayif, as we know the sarah nasa b'chutz and yom kippur are mechapar and it's not toil at all, as we learned in the Mishnah, therefore it must be that the sarah nasa b'fnim must be toila in a scenario of yesh b'yidia b'tchila v'im b'yidia b'sayif. However, the Gemara explains, sakadat chamina nepach mepach, that we would have a hamina that we should switch it around and we should say that the sarah nasa b'chutz will be toila on someone that is oiva on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev and it was yesh b'yidia b'tchila v'im b'yidia b'sayif, and the sarah nasa b'fnim will be mechapar on someone that's im b'yidia b'tchila and yesh b'yidia b'sayif. A person will never come to a potential carbon, and as Rashi states, t'lo yasi l'chlal carbon, and all of this thought process was included in the Brisa's question when the Brisa stated minayin liyesh b'yidia b'tchila v'im b'yidia b'sayif shesar zeh toila, and it's meduyik that the Brisa stated shesar zeh toila, as the question is that how do we know that the sarah nasa b'fnim is the one that's toila? Maybe it's the sarah nasa b'chutz that is toila, and it is in regard to this question that the Brisa responded, therefore it's mashmur that the sarah nasa b'fnim is coming to be mechapa on someone that right now is not chayiv a carbon, but at some point if he would have yediyah then he will be chayiv a carbon, and this is in a case where he had a yediyah b'tchila, then he had a lama, but he still did not have a second yediyah, and therefore he doesn't know that he's actually chayiv to bring a carbon, and it's in this case that the Torah teaches us that the sarah nasa b'fnim will be toila until he finds out that he's chayiv to bring a carbon, and at that point he'll have to bring his carbon. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered that how do we know that the sarah nasa b'fnim is only toila, but maybe it's actually mechapar. Once the Kohen Gadol brings the sarah nasa b'fnim, then even if after Yom Kippur this person has a yediyah b'sayif and he now realizes that he was oiva on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev, he would still not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And that seems to be the mashmaus of the pasuk, as the pasuk states, v'chipa ala kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael u'mipasheim l'chol chataisam, and it's mashmi have a kapar gemura. The Gemara explains, iksim mechatosam kideka amrit, that if the pasuk would state v'chipa ala kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael u'mipasheim u'mechatosam, then certainly it would be mashma that he would actually receive a full kapara. However, hashadachsiv l'chol chataisam l'hanak ta'asa l'klal chatais, therefore the Torah is not telling us that if you bring this carbon then you receive a kapara for a scenario where you were shaygeg, and instead the Torah is telling us that in a scenario where you had a yediyah b'tchila and the aim by yediyah b'sayif, and potentially at some point you could be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared once you have a yediyah b'sayif, so the sarah nasa b'fnim will be toila. And the Gemara is, v'chim achash einu mechapa l'mat toila, and if the sarah nasa b'fnim is not going to be mechapa kapara gemura, and at some point you'll have to bring a carbon oil of yared, so what does it mean that the sarah nasa b'fnim will suspend something from you, and what is it suspending? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Zeira Lema Shemes Meis Blei Oven, that this teaches us that if someone is oiva on the issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshev and he did not have a yediyah b'sayif, and there was a sarah nasa b'fnim that was brought after Yom Kippur, before he found out that he was oiva on this issa, he dies, then it's considered as if he died without this avera, and he won't receive an oinish for this avera. However, Amar Rav Yisrael Rav Zeira Emes Misa Memerakes, that if the person dies, then certainly he will not receive an einish, as Misa itself will wipe away his avera. As Rashi brings down, Misa Merekes, the Hachir Minim Perk Basar Yuma, and Misa Merekes, Kol Avina Yishasa Tshuva Alein, and even though a person did a tshuva while he was alive, Eina Tshuva Gomeris Kapurasan, Veloyam Kapurim Gomer Kapurasan, Kagoyin Averis Chamurais, if Misa is Memarek, the Avinus of a person, so why would we require required a sarah nasa b'fnim in order to be taila. The Gemara continues elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains lahagin alav b'nei yisurin that in the chenami when we state that the sarah nasa b'fnim is taila on a person that did an avera of tumas mikdash v'kedashav was yesh by yediya b'tchila ve'im by yediya b'saif, the sarah nasa b'fnim suspends and is taila any potentially assumed that would come on a person between the point of Yom Kippur when the sarah nasa b'fnim was brought and when he finds out that he's chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared, and ultimately when he brings the carbon oil v'yared. Keep in mind that when we learned the Gemara's question of Nechapa Kapar Gemura, we based the Gemara's question on Taisis in Diba Maschel v'Nechapa Kapar Gemura, where Taisis is v'im taimau mi adif mi sara mishtaleach the ina el v'toyla can only perik basur the krisis the chayav v'chatois v'ashamis v'adoyin chayav v'lhav v'achay yom kippurim v'yishleim v'dahachim v'ashmeis v'krak kaparach the v'chib el chol chatois v'mashma sh'mechapa l'gamri kol achet avol gabi sara mishtaleach loiksiv l'chol chatois el gabi vidui v'loi gabi kapara ayin sham, and we will stop over here.